This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 9th, 2011. We're well into the month of December now. Well, coming down the stretch here of the season. And another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast here. Although not a ton to talk about this week. It feels kind of naked almost. No Ross Ventrone to talk about. None of the normal moves we have. We have one simple wide receiver move to the practice squad. The team signed Doran Dickerson, a former seventh-round pick of the Texans. He has spent some time on the Steelers practice squad. He went to college at Pittsburgh. Sounds like a Bill Belichick-type player because he played wide receiver, linebacker, and tight end in college. So he's got a little versatility, a little athleticism, 6'2", 227.
Yeah, decent size, too.
Nice build. You know what he looks like to me? Just what he is. The perfect practice player. 6'2", 227. I can envision you putting him at running back, tight end, wide receiver, safety, linebacker, anywhere you need on a scout team, essentially. Cover some kicks. Do it all.
Do you think Belichick thinks of it in those kinds of terms at this time of year? We need a fresh,
versatile
athlete,
yeah,
versatile
sure.
guy that
definitely.
Can give us good looks as
definitely.
We head down the stretch?
Now, I think there's different reasons on a practice squad, but I'm not sure that this guy is brought in to be elevated to the roster input. I think he's brought in to be a practice player. I think it'll help out in a lot of roles on a team that on any given day could be without
sure.
XYZQ. We do need to rewind just a little bit to last week where we had a Roster Report podcast, but it was too soon because we had a big move over the weekend, at least in terms of, you know, players that I like and his mom and other people. Taylor Price released from the team so the team could activate, promote Nick McDonald to the active roster. The year-plus tenure of third-round pick Taylor Price in New England ends with very little to show for it. He is now a Jacksonville Jaguar. Jack Del Rio's former team claimed Price off waivers. Be interesting to see if he can do anything or develop down in Jacksonville. But, Paul, you're a little less emotional, a little less tied into the situation. So why don't you just summarize and explain the disappointment that was the Taylor Price era?
Only a little less emotional. I'm not happy with the situation. I don't think he ever really got a chance. And some people argued that, well, the fact that he hasn't been out there tells you all you need to know. I personally think every time we saw him, as you have been want to say, want with an O, every time we've seen him, he's done something right. He's always looked the part. He's caught the ball in practice. He's caught the ball when given opportunities in preseason games. And the one time that we actually saw him in a regular season game against Miami last year, he caught the ball then. So I'm not exactly sure what the main problem was, and it might be one of those things we'll have to wait for Michael Holly to write a book in 2 years, and then we can rip Taylor Price and find out what the story was.
I'm going to go down with the ship, and I'm going to say he's going to make some plays somewhere.
Interesting to me that four different teams claimed him,
including two in the division, the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins, who, if you remember, Bill Parcells liked Price coming out of college. Maybe there's some tie-in there with Jeff Ireland and the organization down that way, so who knows. But Taylor Price, no longer a Patriot and no longer a talking point for PFW in Progress or these roster reports or anything of the such. Gone, out of sight, out of mind. So we'll move on now. You know, we talked enough about Doran Dickerson, right? Did you have anything you wanted to add on him?
No, but I would just say pretty impressive what Nick McDonald was able to do.
Oh, sure.
In replacing sure. Taylor Price, sure. So give him a pat in the back.
Sure. You done?
Fourth starting center of the season.
More impressive for Dante Scarnecchia. You show me a team that goes four deep on the offensive line, and people praise the work of the guy who played. Bill Belichick was high praise for Nick McDonald, and I think that says something about Dante Scarnecchia. We always hear these guys say he treats us the same, whether I'm Logan Mankins, Matt Light, or whether I'm Nick McDonald, and I think it pays off. He treats them the same, and he expects them to all be game ready. They don't all have the same talent, but he expects them to know what they're doing when they get out there so they don't embarrass the team, have a lot of false starts or communication issues. And I think you saw that. You didn't really see any of those problems creep up like they do for other teams when they have to put a backup on the field.
I agree.
Speaking of backups, the Washington Redskins will have to put a backup on the field this week. Trent Williams, their left tackle, suspended 4 games for a, what?
I'm trying to think of the guy who's going to be replacing him.
Sean Locklear.
There you go.
But Trent Williams suspended, failed a drug test shortly after the lockout, as well as Fred Davis, their leading receiver, tight end. So it'll be interesting to see how that impacts this game. Elsewhere on the injury report, Laron Landry, their safety, has not practiced and has been declared out by Mike Shanahan for the week. So he will not be playing in this game. And they have a few injuries there that are creeping up for the Redskins. On the Patriots side of the injury report, Sebastian Vollmer continues to miss practice with the foot and back injuries. Stephen Ridley missed practice on Wednesday and Thursday, but for non-injury issues, had a family matter to deal with and was back on the field for Friday. Elsewhere, the list of limited players continues to grow, although part of it is good news, because Brandon Spikes moved into the limited participation portion of the injury report with the knee injury, got back on the practice field on Thursday. I saw him, didn't have a huge noticeable limp, did not have a huge brace, so I think that's it. That's a good sign. What do you make of all these limited guys, and who's the most important? Would Spikes be one of the more important to get back out there, or is Chung the guy you really focus on?
I think that those defensive guys are the ones I'd focus on. I think that you need to get a semblance of what you're going to bring onto the field. I mean, I know it's been nice. It's been nice stories with Julian Edelman and Matthew Slater and Nate Jones and Nico Kudavides this past week, but I think you want to get Mayo and Spikes out there. You want to get the secondary with Chung and McCourty out there. We got to see McCourty last week. I think that's the most important thing. Get some cohesion down the stretch here and hopefully stay healthy down the stretch here and move into the playoffs with the 11 guys or so that you expect to play defense.
One last injury note, or one that doesn't actually show up on the injury report. Wes Welker still has a knee injury limited, but there was some photo taken at a charity event that appeared to show him wearing some sort of apparatus on his wrist. And Welker basically went with the what apparatus? What wrist defense? And said, not an issue, not hurt. Don't worry about it. So he tells me not to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about it. If he drops passes, he's not hurt. He just dropped it. That's the standard I'm going to hold him to. Right, Paul?
Well, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
If he drops them, he drops them. There's no injury excuse. But the Patriots appear to be getting slightly healthier, kind of creeping and crawling towards the postseason. I'm just saying.
Give them the nod.
And they have a versatile practice squad player in the form of wide receiver Dorn Dickerson, who fills the role of Nick McDonald, who's now on the active roster, who filled the role of Taylor Price, who's now on the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going to go have to check their website and see what's going on with Taylor Price. See what Vito Stellino's writing about our good friend Taylor.
You got fired!
For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Hopefully that music will start playing soon. I thought I let our producer to understand this was coming to an end. To another roster report here on Patriots.com. Get out, do your Christmas shopping, but make sure you're back in time for Sunday's game, 1 o'clock, and tune into the pregame social. Paul Perillo and Andy Hart live from Gillette Stadium, breaking down Redskins-Patriots in a big battle at Washington, where Bill Belichick's Patriots have never won.
Until 10:45 a.m.
Until then, 10:45 a.m. on Sunday. Peace out. Everything I need, know about you, your sweet whisper, tender touch. I didn't really know that much. Jokes on me.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Steve Nelson. Download the podcast now.